Well, I have some wonderful guests here in the studio with me this afternoon. Keith Greninger and Dayan Kai are in Eugene tonight to perform at the Big KLCC Fresh Tracks Birthday Bash tonight, happening at the Vets Club Ballroom. Let me tell you a little bit about them. Keith Greninger is a multi-award-winning singer-songwriter, including the prestigious Telluride Troubadour National Songwriting Competition. He fell in love with music as a young boy, falling asleep with his transistor radio under his pillow. Keith set out to pursue his passion of music after high school, and his journeys along the way have included living in a rustic cabin in the hills above Boulder, traveling to Nicaragua in the mid-80s to aid in humanitarian efforts to help people displaced by the war. In 1989, Keith was back in California, and he joined forces with fellow Bay Area musicians Kimball Hurd and Roger Feuer. They formed the group City Folk and enjoyed a successful six-year run, recording three albums and winning KFOG's Best of the Bay Area Music Award. Keith's first solo recording came out in 1997, and he has since put out three more albums of soulful, honest music. His brand new recording called Make It Rain is a celebration featuring Keith's West Coast soul brother, the very talented multi-instrumentalist Dayan Kai, who plays guitar, dobro, mandolin, flute, clarinet, saxophone, keys, and just about everything else, probably including the kitchen sink. They're here in Eugene to join in the celebration festivities of Fresh Tracks' 20th anniversary, and they are on a mini-CD release tour celebration of their own great accomplishment, their excellent new recording, Make It Rain. Welcome, Keith Greninger and Dayan Kai, to Eugene and KLCC. Congratulations on the new CD.
Thank you, Liz.
Thank you.
Appreciate that. What a wonderful introduction. I'm going to have to record that one and use it. That's amazing.
Well,
thank you.
We love you here.
Well, we love you here, and happy birthday.
Thank you.
And we wouldn't be here if it wasn't for folks like you and Tom.
Thank you.
We're incredibly honored to be a part of your celebration tonight. Thanks so much for inviting us to do this.
Thank you. Well, can we start right off the bat with a beautiful song from the new CD and tell us about it?
You know, this is a song, this CD that Dan and I recently did is kind of just, it's a CD of a lot of what we would almost call backtracks, you know, B-list tunes, stuff that's not particularly the stuff that is, you know, are heavy hitters in our arsenal when we play. It's the stuff that over the years we've been singing around campfires, you pull them out at the shows and stuff. And this is a beautiful old song. It was written by a guy by the name of Scott Boyers. The first time I ever heard it was on a recording back in the old days when friends would make you recordings on cassettes. And I was actually driving through Colorado up in the mountains one day, and his buddy had given me this cassette of all his favorite tunes. And this came on, and it was actually done at the time by Dwayne Allman. And I just loved the tune. I listened to it over and over. And it's made it into kind of Dan and I's repertoire. And so this is one of the tunes that we tracked. It's called Please Be With Me. That me that makes me change so suddenly, reaching out to feeling free. I sit here lying in my bed, wondering what it was I said that makes me think I lost my head, when I knew I lost my heart instead. And won't you please read my signs, be a gypsy now, tell me what I hope to find deep within me. Because you can't find my mind,
please be with me. Of all the bitter things I've heard, loving you has made the words and all the rest seem so absurd. In the end, it all comes out, I'm sure. Won't you please read my signs, be a gypsy now. Tell me what I hope to find deep within me. Because you can't find my mind, please be with me. Won't you please read my signs, be a gypsy now. Tell me what I hope to find deep within me. Because you can't find my mind, please be with me. Is it love or is it me that makes me change so suddenly? Reaching out to feeling free.
Oh, that's gorgeous. Keith Greninger and Dayan Kai performing live in the KLCC studio. Well, this CD is so hot off the presses that you hand-delivered me my first hard copy of the CD.
You guys are the first radio station in the country to get it.
Wow, that is an honor. Thank you.
I just saw it for the first time myself.
Those kind of things happen with the production in the very last part when you're trying to get it out.
Right.
But
well, it worked out well, you know, when we heard from you guys about the celebration and you invited us to come, it kind of gave us motivation to get it finished
at a
certain time. So thanks for giving us a reason to have it finished.
You lit a fire under our
If it's butts. Up to Dan and I, it can go on.
That's right. It probably would have been out next spring sometime.
Well, maybe sometime you'll return the favor to us with that, too. Sometimes we could use that, too. Actually, you're doing us a huge favor by coming and being a part of our celebration tonight at the Vets Club. But let's talk about this new CD. What's behind the covers you chose on it? And I've noticed that this is the second time you've covered a Grateful Dead tune. We just heard a cover, and you chose a few more on it.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's they're just, as I said, most of these songs are kind of songs that have just found our way into our lives. Some of them Dan had been playing before he and I ever met, or I had been playing. And when you know, as a musician, there's a lot of stuff that you do as a writer that, you know, you have your whole thing where you do your songs and you write your songs, and that's part of what you do as an artist. But there's this whole other part that you're still a musician, and certain songs just speak to you, and they stay with you for a long time in your life, and you find that, you know, you've played them in a lot of different, you know, environments and situations, whether it's at weddings or funerals or around fires or in your, you know, by yourself with
or
a candle burning. Right,
in a barn.
Or behind the barn.
Yeah, exactly. So I think that's where a lot of these tunes came. There are also tunes that, that Dane and I, you know, we've been playing off and on together for, gosh, almost 10 years now. I've been lucky enough to have this amazing musician touring around the country with me and supporting my music and my songs.
Mm-hmm.
And he's also a phenomenal, you know, singer-songwriter in his own right. So it was nice to do a record where we did it more in a duo format. And one of the things we do like to do when we're playing live is keep it spontaneous. So most of the time we never know what our set list is. And when we're playing together as a duo, we always leave a lot of room in the songs for interpretation. So this was kind of a lot of the tunes that have come out of that for some of our diehard fans over the years. You know, songs like Crow on the Cradle and, you know, Diamond Mines and some of these songs that have never been recorded. And it's always a bummer when you finish a show and people come up and go, what's that one song on? You know, which CD is that on? So this is kind of that CD. This was just, we had the opportunity to work with Cookie Marenko, who's a fantastic engineer out of San Francisco area, and she uses these wonderful old machines, and you know, we just recorded live. We just sat together and said, let's do something simple and
yeah, honest. So this record's actually as much affected by our choices as the choices that have been expressed to us by our audiences as we've traveled around, and people come up to you, you know, that haven't seen you in 3 or 4 years and go, hey, are you guys going to play this or that song tonight? I love that song, and it's been stuck in my head, and hey, when are you going to record that? And so that's where a lot of these tunes kind of ended up on the record too. Was just that we thought, boy, we might as well see if we can get that one on. And because of the way we recorded it, it was very spontaneous. The way we were able to record, I mean, we didn't have headphones on, and we weren't. It wasn't even an option really to go back necessarily and add tracks or edit or do a lot of things like that. And I think that enabled us to just really provide a very just honest performance. That's just, it's what you, it's really what you would see if Keith and I come to your barn or your theater or your campfire, you know, and do what we do. And so that was kind of a neat, for me especially, that was a really neat way to make a record.
It's a nice thing to do because Dan and I both produce records for other artists as well. And we work, you know, you do a lot of work in the multi-tracking arena, and especially these days with digital recording, there's so much, you have so many options to just kind of throw things at the wall and then come back later and put them together, which is great. I mean, that's a really wonderful tool to have, but it's really nice. It keeps you on your toes to just get back to just running through takes, and every take inevitably there's something that you love and something you wish wasn't there.
Mm-hmm.
But it's kind of cool to be able to just step back and say, well, if we want that, we got to keep this, you know.
Right.
And when I go back and I listen to some of the records that have lived with me the longest and meant the most to me, a lot of times it is some of the mistakes, some of the humanness that I keep coming back to over and over, you know, I think. So we had a good time. It was, you know, we just did it in one evening. And we came back a couple weeks later and recorded the two a cappella tracks.
Uh-huh.
Because that was kind of the only thing that was very interesting was we're so used to singing some of these a cappella tunes in a live setting, you know. So we realized that when we went back and listened to the tracks that we did on the a cappella stuff, that, you know, we probably needed to take a little bit of energy off it.
Uh-huh.
But it's nice. It's a nice way to record, and it's nice to get back to those roots and just, like I said, just let it go. Say, well, there it is.
Well, in reading up on you and on your website, I read that it's the ease effect that you were looking for on this recording. Tell us what the ease effect is.
It's ESE, and it stands for Extended Sound Environment. And the idea behind that is something that actually Cookie Marenko, who engineered this record, has had a lot of, she's kind of helped to create this style of recording. And a lot of her recordings are actually in surround sound. They're in what we call 5.1, where you actually have three front tracks and then two tracks that are actually behind. But the idea behind ESE is that essentially your main focus is trying to capture the natural acoustic quality of the performance.
Mm.
And so there's
kind of like you have these, you know, some live mics mm-hmm. in the room.
Most records nowadays are made in a close mic setting where everything is very, very close mic'd. The microphones a lot of times are within a few inches of the instrument or the performer. And with the ESE tradition of recording, you're trying to not only capture the sound of the instrument right up close, but you're also trying to capture the ambient sound that's around it, that's in the room. And so that's kind of what the idea of extended sound environment is that really it's not just the sound of the instrument, but also how does it sound in a room, and or not in a room, or out in a field, or wherever it may be. But so that's the kind of the concept of that. And it's a kind of a, it's sort of like when people said, well, what is this stereo, or what is this hi-fi sound, high fidelity sound, back in the late 50s. There was a lot of talk about that.
Yeah, it's interesting. You know, silence plays a big part in those kind of recordings.
Mm-hmm.
And you as an engineer know that, you know, in music these days, compression is used a lot. And a lot of things that negate silence, you know, that always keep sound up at a certain level at all times through a recording. And these recordings, it's been very interesting. It actually takes a while to get used to, because when you first hear back, you're so used to singing into compression, you know, the hum of the machines and everything's kind of pumped up. But it, when you listen back, sometimes it sounds a little bit thin. There's this huge dynamic range because it's not, mm-hmm. you know, everything in most music these days, it's the compression's trying to push it. So there's always a certain level of sound.
We say that there's a loudness war going on in the music industry wherever, you know, obviously if you get up to 0 dB, well, then it flattens out. So everyone's trying to figure out if they can get between 2 and 1 dB, you know.
And Lord knows Dane and I can get plenty loud on our own. So
yeah.
So we don't need, and that's one of the kind of things that's interesting about this record is it's definitely the mellowest record that either of us have ever made. It's got some up-tempo stuff, but you know, as like when you look back at Back to You, which is something like Red Wine and some mm-hmm, of those songs, which mm-hmm. was also a live recording, but that one's just, you know, I mean, we were just going kind of crazy. I mean, that was that part of what we do, and it was nice on this record to get maybe hit some of the sweeter spots, and you know, so it's definitely a mellower record.
I was joking with a friend of mine. I was saying, well, this record probably won't get the party started. But it's a good one to throw on as the party is kind of, when you're, after all the people you don't know leave and your good friends are hanging out, you know, this is the record for that purpose, you know.
The diehards.
Right. Hey, I want you to listen to something. No, really, you know. And I think that's something else that this music really, this kind of recording and this kind of music really lends itself to is back in the days when some of us had more time to sit on the couch or lay on the floor and put on a record and just listen to it, you know, as opposed to, oh, I'm going to work or I'm running here or I'm doing this or I'm doing that. I mean, this music is really made to just listen to.
Yeah. So. I'm speaking with Keith Greniger and Dayan Kai. I'm ready for another tune if you guys are, and I'm sure everyone out there is. So tell us about it and what we're going to hear.
Well, first, tell us about what we got to look forward to for the next 20 years of Fresh Tracks. Where are we going with this show? Where are you
taking
us?
We're looking for listener input, and we've gotten some great, wonderful input. We've been celebrating. We're going to just continue to evolve and listen to music like we do and come upon artists like yourselves and... We're going to keep it going, keep on trucking.
Keep it fresh.
That's what we're hoping to do, keeping it fresh for 20 years now on KLCC. And Keith Greniger and Dayan Kai are performing tonight at our big Fresh Tracks 20th anniversary celebration at the Vets Club Ballroom beginning at 5 o'clock. So tell us about the tune we're going to hear.
All right, this is one that I'm going to be putting on mine. It's not on the new record. It's going to be on my... solo record coming up here pretty soon, but it's a song I wrote for it's about the wall being built between the U.S. and Mexico, and it's about my response to, you know, my feeling of a little bit of shame about that and sadness, and also it's a shout out to all the hardworking people of Mexico and Latin America, and you know, to tell them how much we appreciate them being here. But it's you know, one of those songs that I just had to write. I also have worked in construction a lot, and I know that a lot of where we are as a nation has to do with contributions from people all over the world, and especially when it comes to the labor force. You know, coming from California, a lot of the food wouldn't get picked if it wasn't for these folks, and when we're building things, most of the hard labor comes from a lot of people from Mexico. So this is for them. It's called Hop in the Truck. Hop in the truck, amigo, hop in the truck. Got some walls to build, got a fence to throw up. I got work, you wanna make a buck? I got work, man. Hop in the truck, man. Yeah. Hey, where you from? De donde estás? Hey, what you leave behind when you come across? Tiene familia? I got some too, a wife and a couple kids. How about you? Gonna dig these holes about 100 feet deep. Drop this steel in a pile of concrete. Plumb them up as far as the eye can see. Be a mighty fine line between you and me. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hey, we're gonna build a wall. Raise it on the backs of the ones in need. Build that sucker man 20 feet tall. Glare at each other through the reservoir. Laser beams and the burning tide. Coyote goes walking through Kmart parking lot. Every man's gonna judge himself by what he ain't got. Hey, hallelujah. Oh, yeah. Hey, hallelujah. Oh, yeah. Gonna set the promised land and the shining dream. Peaceful valleys and fields of green. Farmers tend to lush brown earth. There are many here among us people who know what this is worth. Yeah, but it's a tragedy. It's a goddamn shame. Everybody's looking for someone to blame. When you need the votes, when the payroll's fat, grab the ones who did the work and send them all back. Well, there's an endless trail of footsteps setting out across this land. A man don't cross no border. A border cross is a man. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Yeah, we're gonna build a wall. Callous hands and shifting sand. We'll build that sucker maybe 40 feet tall. Glare at each other through the reservoir. The laser beams and the burning tide. Coyote goes walking through a Home Depot parking lot. Every man's gonna judge himself by what he ain't got. Hey, hallelujah. Oh, yeah. Hey, hey, hallelujah. As far as the eye can see, be a mighty fine line between you and me. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And yeah, we're gonna build a wall. Callous hands are shifting sand. We'll build that sucker maybe 100 feet tall. Glare at each other through the reservoir, the laser beams and the burning sand. Coyote goes walking through an empty parking lot. Every man gonna judge himself by what he ain't got. Yeah, hallelujah. In the truck, and we go hop in the truck. Got some walls to build, got a fence to throw up. I got work, you wanna make a buck? Hey, I got work, man. Hop in the truck, man. Hop in the truck, man. Hop in the truck, though. Hop in the truck.
beautiful. Keith Greniger and Dayan Kai live on KLCC's Fresh Tracks. And they are performing tonight at the KLCC 20th anniversary party for Fresh Tracks. And the festivities begin at 5 o'clock with a reception. And live music starts at 7 o'clock with Keith Greniger and Dayan Kai. Dayan, you alluded to earlier talking about how this wasn't going to be party music. You were joking about it. But that's kind of what Fresh Tracks is all about. That's one of our goals, is to get people to listen to music. And I know that I've seen you guys kick it into gear too, so I know that's going to happen. So
no, I just meant this record that we
right
but even this record does kind of move quite
a bit,
but
it's moments.
Not what we're usually, we're pretty loud and noisy. And
yeah, I mean, if anyone's ever heard, you know, some of the records I've put out there, there's some people have said that sounds like Foghat or something.
Like, we'll be loud and noisy tonight, but we also, you know, this is a record, like Dan was saying, you know, it tries to catch the other dimension of what we do. You know, we're well known for the, you know, the spontaneous, more ruckus type stuff.
Sing along
well.
And.
But and that's what I love about Fresh Tracks. And there's some wonderful shows like yours around the country. In fact, I remember when I was first, I had just got the master for Wind River Crossing, which was my first solo record that you guys played. And I was visiting with a friend of mine on my way up to Canada to do some music up there. And the CD hadn't even come out yet. And it was Mike Meyer. I don't know if you remember
mm-hmm.
Mike Meyer.
Oh, yes.
Who's a local DJ. And says hi, by the way. But I was staying at his house, and I heard your show on the radio the next morning. I had this wonderful stereo. And I was just going, man, if I could just get my music on a show like this, you know. It was so nice to hear the way you guys were playing such diversity of music. And even now, driving up here, you know, that it teaches us all a lot, how music, you know, you got a blues tune, you got an African tune, you got a Mexican, you know, Spanish tune, whatever. These are things that, as people, when we hear this driving around, it goes deep into our humanness, you know. I mean, so much of radio is about dividing music up, you know, in this country format or this format. But when, you know, it's probably the most human and common thread we have as a teacher.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what's great about Fresh Tracks, is you guys, you do that, and you do it so well, you know. So
thanks, my friend. Why did you guys name the album Make It Rain, the brand new recording from Keith Greniger and Dayan Kai?
We thought it'd be really popular in Oregon.
Well, we're going to have some good old rain for you. That's in the forecast for sure for tomorrow. Could be it looks like, yep, it's raining right now.
Yeah. There's a song on the record that's called I Can Make It Rain that I wrote. I'm originally from Maui, and I have a friend who's from Benin, and we were doing a tour together in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, of all places. And he was just telling me that when he was a little boy, they used to play together and they could make it rain. And I said, wow, that's amazing. You know, when I was a little kid in the islands, we used to do that too. And then he says, you know, I tried it in Paris and it doesn't work very well. So we got on this concept, you know, we started talking and it went on for about a week, where the whole band got into talking about the idea that in places where magic is accepted and not questioned or you know, not asked to provide evidence for itself, it's a very real part of daily life. And that in countries that demand evidence for everything, that we don't have as much magic. And so I started kind of kicking that around, that idea. And so I wrote that tune. And I guess in a sense, that's kind of... for me, that's a theme that runs through the music that Keith and I both play, which is that, it, as he was saying, we're somewhat spontaneous. We don't always have a set list. Sometimes we come out, we're not really sure what it is we're going to do, and we rely on the spirit, the magic in music to sort of guide us. And so for me, that's a theme that, you know, runs through what we do, and it just seemed like a good name for the record to me. And it was really Keith who suggested it, so he might have a better explanation, but... But
that's a great song. Dan played it for me the first time, I remember. And it just, you know, it's got a very Hawaiian flavor.
It's even very, got some Hawaiian lyrics in
it's
it.
Got some indigenous
and what do
feel.
The what do those lyrics say?
Well, you know, it's actually funny because I have an old. I used to play in a group in Santa Cruz called the Ohanas, which just means family. Ohana is family. But I asked her one day. I said, "Auntie B, she actually has worked really hard to help preserve the Hawaiian language in a written form." And I asked her one day. I said, "Well, what's the word for river? Because I'm going to be moving up to Eastern Washington, which is where I live now, and I want to name my home River Song, and I want to know what the word is for river." And she said, "Well, Hawaiians don't have a word for that because all Hawaiians have is ocean and rivers. They don't have lakes so much." So she said, "We only have a word for salt water and for fresh water." So the word for salt water, which anyone who's been to the islands has probably seen, Kai, K-A-I, which is my middle name. And that just means, literally means ocean or salt water. And the word for fresh water is wai. And so mele means song in Hawaiian. So wai mele is, which is the name of my home where I live now in Eastern Washington. People don't really get it there, but it's... so that means river song. So basically what the words say is that the river song loves the rain.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you should play that song for us, Dan. are you in the tuning for it?
Yeah, we can do that.
Well, let's do that one. That's
well,
a
first, we're running a little short on time, but I do want one more tune. But I want to ask, I know you guys keep talking about how spontaneous you are, but you have to have concocted up something for tonight. What are you going to do for us tonight?
we've invited a bunch of friends to drop by. And,
wonderful.
And so it was actually, yeah, I loved seeing that it said Keith Greninger Band, and then I realized, well, that's what Dane is. He's a band anyway.
Yeah, you are.
When we first started talking about putting this together, we had, you know, wanted to have a show where we could honor the singer-songwriter part of what you guys do and the Americana part, and also, you know, have something a little more spontaneous. So hopefully we'll have a bunch of local friends that I've known over the years passing through this way in these parts of Oregon that will be coming in and joining us tonight. And I hear tell that Liz and Tom are going to be singing.
No.
And there will
that,
be dancing.
That's
by
why
them,
I became a DJ. I love music, but I don't know how to do it.
So, it should be a very, very nice night. And like I said, we've... You know, there's so many great local artists as well that when I first talked to Hal about this, I said, well, why don't I put word out to a few of the local artists as well that can come and join us? Because we, when I used to come through here a lot with City Folk, we got to know a lot of the musical community. So, and we've got some friends hopefully coming over from Sisters. And, it should be a good time.
Well, we have about 5 minutes till the top of the hour news from NPR. And I want to thank you very much, Keith Greninger and Dayan Kai, for stopping by live KLCC's Fresh Tracks. They are performing tonight for the 20th anniversary party at the Vets Club Ballroom. And take it away with one more song, please.
Okay, so I guess this is our title track. It's I Can Make It Rain. And you can sing along.
Thank you, Liz.
And it's a huge pleasure for us to be a part of this, and we hope to continue. And we hope everybody comes out, and don't worry, we'll get the party started. Don't
celebrate worry. With these guys.
I'm not worried one bit.
I can make it rain. I can make it rain. And when I go back home, I can make it rain. You say you don't believe. I got no reason to deceive. And when I go back home, I can make it rain. I can make it rain. I can make it rain. And when I go back home, I can make it rain. If you don't believe the magic, then the magic is gone. When you believe,
then the magic's coming on. But here the land's all wrong, and I can't hear the song. But when I go back home, I can make it rain. I can make it rain. I can make it rain. When I go back home, I can make it rain. I can make it rain.
I can make it rain.
When I go back home, I can make it rain. Why mele ke aloha? Why mele ke aloha hua? Why mele ke aloha hua? Why mele ke aloha hua? And when I go back home, I can make it rain. When I go back home, I can make it rain. When I go back home, I can make it rain.
Oh, that's beautiful. That's the title track to the brand new recording from Keith Greniger and Day and Kai. We all hope you'll come down and join us all and have a blast with us tonight, celebrating 20 years of Fresh Tracks. Keith Greniger and Day and Kai going to provide some great music for us to party tonight. Thanks so much, you guys.
Liz, thank you.
Thank you.
Can I mention we'll be over in Sisters on
Saturday
night?
Yes, please do.
We'll be playing in Portland tomorrow night at the Airplay Cafe, which we're looking forward to up there. And then Saturday night we'll be in Sisters.
You have tons of people who love you.
What a great spot over there.
At the Sisters High School Auditorium. And returning to the scene of the Sisters Folk Festival, where I nabbed you this year and cornered you.
You did. I appreciated that.
And said, Keith, please, for our 20th anniversary celebration party. And it's going to be a blast. So
yeah. Well, carry it on.
We will.
Keep the torch burning. Thank you so much.
Thanks, guys. You're listening to 89.7 FM, KLCC Eugene, 90.5 KLCO Newport, KLFR Reedsport 89.1, and at 88.1 KLFO Florence, KMPQ Roseburg, KLBR Bend.